AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hours away from the opening ceremony of the Olympics, high-speed rail traffic in the French capital of Paris has been cobbled by what officials describe as a coordinated act of sabotage. Former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama endorsing Kamala Harris in her White House bid. The announcement made today in a video showing Harris accepting a joint phone call from the former first couple. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu holding a one-on-one meeting with the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. Here's ABC's M. Nguyen in Washington.
Let's bring the hostages home.
It's Harris's first meeting with a foreign leader since she started her presidential campaign following President Biden's exit. She called it a frank and constructive meeting.
Dozens of wildfires burning on the West Coast right now. Thousands of firefighters spread across Oregon and Idaho. A fire burning near Chico, California, 164,000 acres and only 3% contained. This is ABC News. Senators on Thursday performed a successful test vote for the Kids Online Safety Act, which would create a duty of care for platforms to protect minor users, something Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says is badly needed.
Car manufacturers are required to install seat belts and airbags. The same has to be true of social media. We need to impose these kinds of safeguards.
Final passage could come as early as next week. The FDA has expanded its recall for vegetables and herbs sold at select Walmart, Aldi, and Kroger stores in 15 states due to listeria concerns. Included in the recall, summer staples like cucumbers, bell peppers, and green beans. Belgian officials announcing the arrest of 7 individuals suspected of participating in the activities of a terrorist group. While Belgium received a public thanks for the arrest from French leaders ahead of today's Olympic ceremonies, the suspects' objectives have not been identified. I'm Sherry Creston, ABC News.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The president ends his reelection campaign.
And the Civic Media team, led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell, brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his reelection campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are tied in Wisconsin in the first poll here since President Biden dropped out. The Emerson poll has Trump and Harris deadlocked at 47% in a head-to-head matchup. Emerson finds Senator Tammy Baldwin leading Eric Hovde 49-43. Wisconsin is investing in its rural agricultural roads. James Kelly reports.
The funding is part of the first round of awards through the Agriculture Roads Improvement Program, which will provide nearly $50 million for rural road projects across the state.
It's James Kelly reporting. The spending will support 37 projects across 28 Wisconsin counties. The projects are aimed at helping Wisconsin's agricultural industries by boosting infrastructure critical to moving products, crops, and livestock. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game weekend series tonight against the Marlins. The Marlins have just added former All-Star Randy Arozarena following a trade with the Tampa Bay Rays. Meanwhile, it appears that Christian Yelich has opted for rest and rehab rather than undergo season-ending back surgery. The 32-year-old Yelich is on the IL for a second time this season with back problems. Yesterday, at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., the Padres let right-hander Dylan Cease finish the game with 114 pitches and just 3 walks on the Padres radio network.
Abrams to right field. Johnson coming in. He makes the catch. No hits for the Nats. Dylan Cease throws a
The Padres won 3-0. NFL training camp. The Packers now practicing in pads today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Meanwhile, Jordan Love contract talks continue. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 60 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 84 by Sunday. Partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for a very special Devil's Advocates. Crudy will continue burning bridges and will air your grievances only on the Devil's Advocates radio show.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Arbol Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. The capital city, Madison, overlooking State Street, the John and Gordy Family Show, and we welcome you this morning, this beautiful morning.
It's gorgeous out there. It's fantastic. Nice and cool.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be bright and sunny all day long. Mm-hmm. Right now it's 60 degrees, and it's a good-looking start.
Kind of hazy, but, you know, I'm wondering, you think the sun is not coming up as early as it should be, that we kind of got used to? My son brought that to my attention this morning, and I'm thinking, seems kind of dark.
Well, we're starting, days
starting
are
to slide into
a little
winter again.
Yeah.
God, I can't handle that.
First there's, fall. Then winter. But yes, the days are getting just slightly shorter, so it's staying darker a little longer. Yeah. What would be the high temperature today? Yeah. Right now it's 60. What are we going to use today? I'm tired of deciding. You guys decide. What do you want to use? Do you want to use the weather lottery balls? You want to use the roulette wheel? Or do you want to use the halfway broken slot machine thing?
I think we got the slot machine back from the shop yesterday.
Did we?
Yeah.
Should we try it out?
Well, let's see.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see what the high temperature. It's going to be 78 degrees today, according to the slot machine.
What an amazing machine. Amazing. Even broken. It sounds pretty good.
It does. It does. I still think it needs a little bit of repair. It doesn't quite sound right to me. Does it to you?
Well, I think it sounds okay, except I somebody is donating an older one.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I go with those older ones, like wearing an old watch,
Right.
You depend on old technology sometimes to, just make you feel confident.
It's got the one arm.
Are you saying the old mechanical one isn't good enough for you, John? You want like one of the ones where you just press buttons all day long?
No. Saying just the opposite.
Yeah. Oh,
we like the older ones.
Yeah, we want the one arm bandit, and we want to hear those.
The coins fall if the wheels turn.
Cherries and oranges and stuff.
Yeah. So we'll have to workshop that one. A little bit more.
I think so.
Back to the shop. All right.
Okay. Should we forge ahead to the National Day calendar?
Sure, why not?
Well, okay.
We're this close.
Well, it's the 26th day of July, so which one of these days is it or is it not? You ready? Here we go.
I'm always ready.
Is it Bagel Fest Day? How about All or Nothing Day? Yep. Or is it Coffee Milkshake Day? Is it National Roller Skating Day? Or is it National Disability Independence Day? How about Aunt and Uncle's Day? Is it Get Gnarly Day?
That's what it is.
Or is it Talk in an Elevator Day? Or System Administrator Appreciation Day? Gee, there's a lot of days to choose from.
That is nice.
That is nice.
You can pick your favorite day.
So which one of those days do you think it's not?
It's hot in here, isn't it?
It is. Is it warm?
I think it's warm.
I think I'm coming down with something. I don't know.
Well, that's probably true, too.
I'm not feeling well. So which one of those days is it not? Do you want me to run through the list again?
I think I mentioned something earlier. I don't know what it was.
Short-term memory loss?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, is it Bagel Fest Day, Coffee Milkshake Day, All or Nothing Day, Disability Independence Day, National Roller Skating Day, National Aunt and Uncle's Day, National Get Gnarly Day, Talking in Elevator Day?
Get Gnarly Day.
Well, you're wrong. It is Get Gnarly Day.
All right.
We'll get into that in a moment. Sam, right. Do you have any guesses? Do you know what the
you
day
mentioned
is?
Roller Skating Day? It's not Roller Skating Day.
You are correct, sir.
All right.
Okay, you get a shiny new dime added to your account. Yep.
Wow.
But it is Bagel Fest Day. Mm-hmm. Do you like bagels? John, I never really asked you that.
No, they're
never
too
really
heavy.
Cared.
Too heavy.
Too heavy?
Yep.
How about you, Sam?
I like bagels, yeah.
Yeah,
There was a period of time last year, a friend of a friend worked at a bagel store or something.
Yeah.
And my roommate just brought home like a 55-gallon garbage bag full of bagels that he got for free because he knew a guy. Yeah. And then we just had a freezer full of bagels, and that's all I ate for like 3 weeks.
You pronounce it bagels.
Bagels.
Bagel.
Yes,
bagels.
I do. So,
bagels.
Sophia makes fun of me for saying it like that also.
Bagels.
See, I gave up all that bread stuff. Not really, but the heavy bread.
Right.
I don't need that much anymore.
Well, National Bagel Fest Day recognizes the kosher carbohydrate that is crunchy on the outside and chewy on the inside. Join us as we explore the delicious facts behind the bagel. Polish Jewish immigrants introduced the bagel to the U.S. sometime during the 19th century.
Wow.
They've been around a long, long time. Throughout New York City and surrounding boroughs, they grew thriving bagel businesses. And, of course, it didn't take long for the bagel bakers to form an organization for bagel bakers in the city. The International Bagel Bakers Union was created in 1907.
Wow.
They got a union. Bagel Bakers Local 338 held contracts for nearly all the bagel bakeries in and around the city for their work. This was a strong union, apparently. Yeah. A big deal in New York City. Wonder if that union still exists.
Mm-hmm.
Until the 1960s, bagels were made by hand. And then Daniel Thompson invented the bagel maker. Along came the heated debate of man versus the machine. Thereafter, the question of the better bagel dangled before customers. What is the what's better, the handcrafted bagel or the manufactured bagel? Oh, my God. It goes on and on. Never mind. Let's just go on. I like bagels occasionally.
You don't
like
once give
or
up
once
on
or
that.
Twice a year. National Coffee Milkshake Day. I've never had a coffee milkshake. Have you?
I haven't either.
Yeah.
No.
It looks good, but I can't imagine it would taste that great, but, you know. It's National Coffee Milkshake Day for coffee lovers who love to participate in National Ice Cream Month. See, we forgot it was National Ice Cream Month, so they kind of combined this.
Yeah.
Today, we're whipping up a caffeinated way to coolly celebrate one of the hottest times of the year. While a milkshake sounds refreshing at the end of July, a coffee milkshake sounds even better. It sounds disgusting to me.
It does sound awful.
I don't like it at all.
Haven't you ever had, like, coffee ice cream, though?
Mm-hmm.
I like coffee ice cream.
Yeah, coffee ice cream is great.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never had it. I'll have to try that. What is your watch doing this morning? It's taking over. I thought you had control of all your devices.
I don't have control anymore. It's taken over. Microsoft says they own me.
Okay. You have apparently some alarms going off, like you should be doing something.
I'm trying to get into my computer, and it's asking me for identifications and proof of who I am.
Is this all a result of getting a new phone, John?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
God.
Yes, there we go.
Again.
You and your new devices.
You know,
way
back when, I used to have a Windows phone. Did you know they had their own Windows phone?
No.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
A Windows phone.
Yeah. Microsoft bought Nokia.
Okay.
And then they redesigned the phones, and they were fantastic phones. They were the greatest phones, a Windows system on
the
phones.
If you say so.
No, it was really good. It was really good. They just gave up on it, which really irritated the hell out of me after spending tons of money supplying phones to the family. Okay,
so,
I'm done with that.
So do they all?
I'm working my way.
So any of those phones still exist?
We saved them. No, oh, you did? No. Yeah, you can't. Okay. They don't operate.
Okay.
Well,
Here's another day: National All or Nothing Day. It allows people to throw caution to the wind and go for broke. We all have dreams we hold back. Oh, yes. Don't we all know that? Decisions left to make or plans uncompleted. On this day, people break free of everything holding them back. It's National All or Nothing Day. Everyone has at least one thing they'd like to overcome, need to do, or want to do, but they might be fearful or hesitant to actually do it.
That's true.
This is the day to go ahead and do it. Just take that first step and go for it.
Yes.
Spend all your money on your dreams and just, you know, go for it. Okay.
And
or
if
not.
If you fail, you know, then you're crushed. You're feeling bad for the rest of your life.
Living on the street.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's it. Okay. What else? Boy, we got a lot of days. Are we going to get all these in? National Disability Independence Day. That's a good one from the ADA, the American with Disabilities Act. And this is a day to recognize that as the signing of the Disabilities Act was happened on July 26, 1990.
Right.
The day not only celebrates the anniversary of ADA, but it also serves as a way to bring awareness and break down the barriers individuals with disabilities face every day. And they still face, you know, many barriers. So today's a day to be aware of that and to maybe help out. You know, maybe there's something in your building that you work at and you want to point it out to somebody.
Well, you used to help a lot of people out.
Yeah, yeah.
With disabilities.
Yeah, I worked for ADRC for a number of years, Aging Disability Resource Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an eye-opening experience because you do realize what people with disabilities face every day of their lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to help them. National Aunt and Uncles Day is today. Do you have a lot of aunts and uncles, John? I don't think I've ever asked.
Yeah, I think you probably asked me about cousins, and I said, I don't know. when it comes to aunt and uncles, true, I still don't know.
You still don't know.
Close family, man.
How about you, Sam? Any aunts and uncles that
I've got many aunts and uncles. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever said to you guys before. My mom is one of 15 children.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are you, Amish?
Her parents,
what's going on?
Her parents were hardcore Catholics.
Sure.
If that explains anything.
Yeah. All right.
So I have many, many cousins.
Okay. Well, good for you. Well, this is a day to honor your aunts and uncles. During holidays, family events, and sometimes sleepovers, aunts and uncles often hold an extraordinary place in our hearts. They fill our lives with fun and laughter and love and incredible memories. So reach out to your aunts and uncles today and tell them how much you love them, okay?
Yeah.
Do it on behalf of the John and Gordy Show, okay? Throw our names in there.
What a man.
It's National Get Gnarly Day. Oh, boy, what's this about? Well, I'm going to tell you, last Friday in July provides an opportunity to embrace new ideas and toss out old ways. National Get Gnarly Day, much like surfers challenging the waves, Get Gnarly Day challenges us to put some gnarliness into everything we do. The word gnarly seems to have originated in the 1960s by surfers as a description.
That's right. I remember that.
Waves while surfing. Any surfer knows the water in the wave can appear dangerous. Hey, they
That's
would say
gnarly.
It's gnarly, dude. All right. We'll come back with more of the National Day calendar and also take a look at the history books coming up on The John and Gordy Show.
The Gnarly Edition.
That's it. Yeah.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? please?
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX. Yes. The John and Gordy Family Show with the Gnarly Family Show edition.
It is. It's Get Gnarly Day.
It is.
20 minutes past the hour, 60 degrees, highs in the upper 70s today. Yes, we were talking about getting gnarly day. I mean, it's one of the national days, and there are five ways to get gnarly, John.
Just it's five. Kind of a definition of the word gnarly.
Well, yes. It can mean a good thing.
Or a gross thing.
Or a gross thing. Yeah. Either an excellent thing. Oh, it's excellent. That's gnarly.
Oh, that's
or
gross.
Terrible. Yeah. Or it's gross. Five ways to get gnarly. Find a gnarly hobby. Find a gnarly hobby. What's a gnarly hobby?
I don't know.
Well,
sounds gross.
It's talking about, you know, hiking and climbing and, you know, being a jogger and all that stuff. That's one way. Another way.
We've tried to bring back the term gnarly so people use it more often. Well, you know, maybe today is that day.
Maybe it is because it's Get Gnarly Day. So another way to get gnarly is to meet gnarly people. Take a cooking class.
What?
Volunteer for a local charity.
That's the last place you find somebody gnarly.
Yeah. Stepping out of your comfort zone from time to time will introduce you to different experiences. As a result, you meet new people and... it'll make for a gnarly social circle. That's stupid.
Really dumb.
Get a gnarly passport. What?
What?
A first-time passport costs $135, including fees, and can take up to 6 weeks to process. I think it costs even more than that now. If gnarliness is truly a way of life, you'll want to have a passport. Oh, I see. Gnarly people are world travelers. They're saying, they're kind of like that.
Because a lot of that wasn't making sense to me until you followed it up with that.
Yeah, I just read them. I don't write them, you know.
Gnarly passports, wow.
Yeah.
I need one, you know.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, just in case.
We should all have.
Trump becomes president and they start changing the country and throwing the Constitution out the window. I think it's time to, you know, split the scene.
Split the scene, man. We're going to go to Canada.
Gnarly and split gnarly. The scene.
Find a gnarly new lifestyle. That's another way to be gnarly. Redecorate a room in the house. What is this? Is just a stretch.
It really is dumb. My kids are always angry when I bring up these old terms, you know, like split the scene or that's cool. Dad, right.
Yeah, just sit you in the really corner.
Feel, you know, I don't know how that makes you feel. You know?
I know. I think they do, you know.
Puts you in her place.
I think old slang is pretty cool.
That's what I think, too.
For a lot of the things, it should come back.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
23
I'll
Skidoo.
I'll agree with you on that one.
That's a new one. I haven't heard that.
You've never heard 23 Skidoo?
No.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean?
That's really, really old. That's, I mean, like back to the 20s and 30s
That's
and
what
40s.
You go out on the lakes with.
Skidoo. Skidoo, yeah. Another way, last thing about gnarliness, throw a gnarly party. Celebrate all the gnarliness. It's something to share, so show some enthusiasm and get your gnarly friends together in your gnarly circle and have a gnarly party. Gnarly. That's way
too
much.
We've beaten that to death.
National Talk in an Elevator Day. This is interesting.
That would be cool, right? You
know, people
if today is the day everybody started talking to other people on an elevator, it would freak everybody out.
It would be. Yeah, it would do that. Because, you know, people tend to just get in and be very silent, just look straight ahead, don't engage,
exactly.
Don't talk.
I was going to say, have you ever seen the experiment where it was from, back in the 60s or something, a group of people decided to go into elevators but face the opposite direction of everybody else and see how they reacted.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
I don't know. It's hilarious because everyone is so uncomfortable. It's
Woody
it
Allen
doesn't mean anything,
like
but it
that.
Just throws them for a loop.
Right. Candid Camera used to do things like that.
Yes, yes.
And just freak people out, you know?
Well, National Talking in Elevator Day is today, so you can, you know, break down those barriers. Encourage everyone to strike up a conversation with your when you're in an elevator. Oh, God. Become that annoying person. That
really annoying.
That.
Or scary person.
Right. Well, most of us use that time to check out our smart devices. This day points us in another direction.
Yes.
See, we're talking about which way you stand and stuff. Whether we ride with a stranger or someone familiar to us, start a discussion. You might meet someone new.
Oh, my
or
God.
Or you might get arrested. If you're riding with someone you know, try to learn something new about them on National Talking in an Elevator Day.
Oh, yeah. Learn something new about somebody on an elevator with other people around.
Well.
Kind of, you know, listening in.
Mm-hmm. Well, riding in an elevator can be a short, mundane experience inside a box. From another perspective, the short vertical trip could be a laughter break. Try out your stand-up comedy, it says here.
What?
Start telling jokes.
We should talk to Pete Schwab about that, you know, maybe.
Yes, he'd be
start
great.
A new career.
Share your
elevator comedian.
If comedy isn't your style, break the silence with a miniature spelling bee. That would be great. How do you spell consensus?
Oh my God.
Are they giving examples here? Does everyone know spell it with the correct number of S's? Consensus? Oh boy. Wow. All right. I'm going to move on.
All right.
I think that's enough, actually. I don't.
System Administrator Appreciation Day.
It is that day. I was going to skip it. It's
it
sounded very
so
wonky.
Long.
It's wonky.
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, let's just skip it. But if you know IT people or you know people that are running the computers,
maybe,
say
maybe
hi
we
to
shouldn't
them.
Skip past that because if you appreciate the system administrator, they'll bring in donuts.
I was going to say
bagels.
If you don't appreciate them, they're going to mess your computers up Microsoft had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, like Microsoft. Yeah. Did, yeah.
So try to engage them in conversation. That's right, and just be nice to your
just like IT
people.
Oh my God.
Right. Okay, Sam, do we have time for the history book?
Sure, let's get
open
into it.
Open it up and let's see what's in there today for July 26th.
Going way back on this one, before the United States, on the cusp of the United States. In 1775, the Second Continental Congress establishes the United States Postal Service.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
That's amazing.
I love the Postal Service.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
It's still around.
We don't like DeJoy, but we do like the Postal Service.
They have cool stamps.
They do.
Big thumbs up.
Yeah. All right.
Today in 1947, the National Security Act is passed. It establishes a whole ton of agencies, the CIA, the Department of Defense, the Air Force, the National Security Council, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Wow. They did all that in 1947.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see you skipped one.
After World
War
II.
I did. I'm trying to get through this faster, John.
Okay.
Do you want to cover that one?
Well, the LA experiences smog accumulation from car exhaust for the first time. I mean, it takes a long time to build up and become noticeable at that point.
Well, that, and it also kind of depends upon the weather, if it actually builds up or if it dissipates there.
1943.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I saw a picture. It was a bunch of people in like a banquet hall, and they were all wearing gas masks.
Yes. No yeah, there was a big deal. And we took care of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that
for
amazing?
For the most part, yeah.
It is. All right.
All right.
Got just a minute here.
1948, the year after the National Security Act, Harry Truman desegregates the military with an executive order.
1948. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And 1974, the FDA approves aspartame.
Yep.
Diet soda galore.
Yeah.
Yeah,
bitter soda.
Yeah. I hate diet soda.
Mick Jagger, born 1943.
Yes, we got a couple birthdays. Stanley Kubrick in 1928, Mick Jagger in 1943, and actress Sandra Bullock in 1964.
We're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show. Stand by.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday morning. The UW-Madison Farm and Industry Short Course is reminding producers that there is a Spanish for Dairy class meant for farmers or anyone who works with dairy farm employees. Outreach Program Manager Heather Gayton says they do this every year because the farmers continue to request it.
We've had people who have taken the course who have said, hey, are you offering it again? I know people who really need this. And so we're getting a lot of that feedback of like, when are you offering it again? I know I want to share this with my team. And so that's why we continue to offer it annually. And we do see this as going beyond Wisconsin. So we're really opening it up to anyone who's interested. We're really hoping that it grows and continues to grow and support those in the dairy industry.
You can sign up for the Spanish for Dairy short course through the Farm and Industry short course by Googling FISC online. Don't go anywhere. We're taking a look at what the markets are doing next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
It isn't a Wisconsin summer without the Wisconsin State Fair. Again this year, the Midwest Farm Report brings you stories from the show ring to the midway and from the food to the auctions. For full Wisconsin State Fair coverage, visit MidwestFarmReport.com or follow along on our podcast. This year's Wisconsin State Fair coverage is sponsored by Gums Farms of Endeavor. Locally owned, Gums Farms brings produce from their family farm to your family's table. Check them out at GumsFarmsWI.com.
From Chicago, grain markets are starting off the day a little lower. Cash corn down a penny and a quarter at 404 and three quarters. December new crop corn is trading down three quarters of a cent at 420 a bushel. Cash soybeans are down 2.5 cents at 1113 and a half. And November new crop soybeans are trading down 3¾ cents at 1075 and three quarters. Cash and new crop wheat is down a half a penny at 537 and a quarter. Our dairy markets tell a different story. The August Class 3 milk contract is trading up 21 cents at $20.44 a hundredweight. The September Class 3 milk contract is up 17 cents at $21.34 a hundredweight. We'll watch if today's lift makes a difference in our cheese prices. On the close yesterday, barrel cheese did close down a half a cent at $1.97. The 40-pound block cheese closed down a penny at $1.93, but AA butter closed up a quarter of a cent at $3.09 and a quarter. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 60 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 84 by Sunday. Partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, do you know Republicans are trying to amend the Wisconsin Constitution again? Would you be surprised to know that it's all a bunch of garbage? Probably not. I'll explain.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Mm-hmm.
Mad Radio WMDX. It's the gnarly edition of the family show.
Gnarly, dude. Yeah.
We have to use that word today. We encourage it.
Yes, we do. And talk to other people in elevators. Do that today. That's the thing to do.
And use the word gnarly.
Use the word gnarly. Do a little stand-up comedy.
That's right.
Face in different directions than everybody else. You know, maybe change directions every floor.
You know what we need? We need another candid camera-like show out there.
Yes. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because they used to do stuff like that.
They did. Yeah. And it was more family fun.
Yeah.
You know, there are other shows that do that candid camera thing.
Yeah.
But it's always, you know, they're a little
tricking.
Mean-spirited.
Yeah, mean-spirited. They're tricking. They're really trying to mess with
And it's
with
fun
people.
To watch. You know, can't deny that.
But
family fun, candid camera.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Alan Funt with his camera.
Yeah. God. Yeah, I know.
Hey, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. You know, I need a new mattress. I should go to Verlo.
You should.
Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Because they have all kinds of mattresses there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're really good.
You should check it out and then talk about it the next day.
I would love to do that.
I'd love to hear your
definitely,
report.
I need a new mattress.
Go to their showroom and take a nice nap.
I can't test it out for a couple hours. Just fall asleep.
I get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. You can find Verlo Mattress on Madison's east or west sides or online. You know, they have an online thing. Verlo.com. Verlo.com.
You know,
I really do need. I'm going to actually go.
I know. You're still sleeping in that free cot they left in the apartment when they took off.
Well, lately I've been sleeping on the couch downstairs because it's actually more comfortable than the mattress I have upstairs. And plus the air conditioning doesn't work that well upstairs.
That's
so it's hot and humid.
That's kind of a sign that you need a new mattress.
I need a new mattress. Going to Verlo.com.
Right. You should do that.
Checking them out.
Do that.
Okay.
The big story that hit the fan this morning was, I can't believe this is happening.
Why?
But apparently dozens of Trump supporters were irate that they had their cars towed for parking illegally at the last Trump rally in North Carolina. And they had to pay $380 to get their cars back late in the evening.
Oh, man.
And you know what they did? They parked at a Dunkin' Donut parking lot that said, do not park here if you're not a customer of Dunkin' Donut. And they ignored it. These megas ignored it, and they got their cars towed away. And this story is them all, I feel so sorry for them.
Yeah. Are they saying they were targeted or something?
Who knows? There's a lot of video on it. I haven't watched any of the video, but it's just so silly. I mean, this is just a big story now.
That's crazy. God. That's wild. 6:37. It's 60 degrees this morning. Highs in the upper 70s. Yeah.
Johnny at the movies?
We want to do that here?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw a movie.
You got another?
No, I got nothing else.
All right, let's play it.
Oh, is it time?
Here's the master of the cinematic arts, Mr.
John Peterson.
Yeah. The passion, the pathos, the honesty, the despair.
I'll take a
surprise version.
Never before have the torments of movie critics been so vividly portrayed.
One ticket or two, sir?
I'd like just one.
He doesn't want to even have this.
You want to go back?
Ticket.
You want to go back, Gordy?
Could I?
He doesn't want another ticket.
I'd like
for
to
this.
Take my ticket back and get my money
there
back.
You know, refund.
That's it right there.
I went to see Twisters.
You never
last
go
night.
To the movies.
I
and
never.
You end
I thought
up seeing Twisters.
I had a couple hours. It was a late afternoon. I looked at the website there, and there was a 5 o'clock showing. I thought, I'm going to go see Twisters because, you know, I used to be a TV weather.
You're going to a movie. And you're a weatherman, so you really had to.
Well, I used to be a weatherman. But I
fact check it, right?
I really liked the first Twister movie. It was a good movie. You know, I mean, it was kind of
kitschy. It was really corny and stupid.
It was kind of corny, but it was kind of funny. But
It was.
And Helen Hunt was in it, you know, and Philip Seymour Hoffman, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was in that, played a great character, really good. So I thought, well, I'll check out Twisters because it's number one at the bottom. box office, right? Isn't that what you told us the other day? Right?
Yeah, well,
like two weeks in a row?
Yeah, I don't know if it was 2 weeks in a row.
I think so. Well, maybe.
I don't think it's even been out 2 weeks yet.
I think it's
yet,
only 1 week.
Okay.
Well,
it's only 1 week.
I got to tell you, this is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Wow.
I mean, you know, yeah. I liked it. I gave myself over to the movie. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get into this. And away it goes. And it starts out pretty good. And then about 10 minutes in,
yeah,
I'm starting to think, okay, this is really just a remake of the original movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's everything so far is kind of just setting you up for, there's these storm chasers, yeah, and away they go. And then some horrible thing happens, and then more stuff happens. Well, about 20 minutes in, now I'm starting to think this dialogue is a little stilted. These actors are not really forming their characters.
Those are red flags.
And I thought, where is this going? And then a guy with a big Texas cowboy hat shows up as one of the storm chasers, and they call him the Tornado Wrangler. And he and his crew, they're all Texas Wranglers.
So
you know?
This guy can handle tornadoes.
Well, you know how the first movie had like two distinctive storm chasing groups, mm-hmm, and they were kind of rivals, yep, and they're kind of competing, but yeah, sort of helping each other, but kind of egging each other on.
Right.
Well, this movie had, I don't know, six or eight different storm chasing groups. But then I thought, you know, when the first movie came out, storm chasing was kind of a new thing.
It was. And yeah, and that movie spurred on a whole bunch of television shows,
right,
about storm chasers.
Yeah. But this movie, Twisters, had, I don't know, 8 or 10 of these groups. And they're all, remember in Anchorman when the Anchorman came out into the parking lot and there were different anchor people from different TV stations.
A lot of tension.
Like a PBS station showed up and then a Fox station. And they kind of were doing that kind of, they were setting it up like that, where they all stayed at the same motel complex and they're all partying, these different groups. Mm-hmm. But when the guy with the Texas cowboy hat showed up, that's when I lost it.
Comic relief.
I don't want to give away any big part of the movie because I didn't stay for the whole thing. I left after 45 minutes. Walked out.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell us anything that happened prior to that because it really doesn't have that much of an effect on
a
person's experience watching this movie.
So when they chased the first tornado, at the end of it, when they, like, the Texas cowboy group, mm-hmm, they were kind of covering it the best, and so they're whooping it up. They're having a good time. They drive the pickup truck into the tornado and fire off fireworks. Into the tornado. Look, into the tornado, there's fireworks going off. And I'm thinking, okay.
That doesn't,
I'm
right?
done. Get my box of popcorn and I'm going home.
I think that tells people a lot about that movie.
It was awful. I'm sorry. I got no stars for that movie. Nothing. Wow. Big thumbs down.
And you
both
left.
Thumbs. I left. I actually had a huff going.
Wow.
I huffed right up the stairs and huffed right out the theater.
Well, that is.
I slammed the door of my car and I just took off.
That's an
home.
Amazing review. We do not have an outro for walking out of a movie.
I was trying to think, when was the last time I actually walked out of a movie? It was so awful.
Yeah.
But maybe there are people out there who really liked it and really was, you know, it had good special effects. I'll give it that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet the people who go to the movies just to see spectacle will probably like it.
Oh, probably so.
Well, okay, you were there long enough to see the tornado, and, you know, I have a pet peeve about tornadoes in movies.
In the movies? What's your pet peeve?
Come on, I just want to know. I just want to know.
What?
Because tornadoes are kind of smooth. You know, the ones we've seen in all the videos now, the real tornadoes are just smooth on the outside.
Actual video,
but in the movies and on TV shows, they have these ridges, you know, these spirally ridges.
Right.
Which don't exist on real tornadoes. You tell me, did this movie have the spirally rough exterior on the tornadoes, or was it nice and smooth with a lot of junk flying around?
I have to say it was kind of the first one there, the rough exterior thing.
Oh, God.
But
what
is
wrong with them? Have they ever seen a film of a tornado?
I guess not.
John, you still haven't seen a tornado in person.
Yeah.
So you don't really know what they look like.
I've seen the videos. You know, people capturing it on their phones.
Yeah.
I've seen real tornadoes. And and why can't they do that in the movies?
I don't know.
Do they feel like they have to make them look more interesting
I guess.
Putting ribs on them?
Well, God. I'll tell you what, when the Texas tornado Wrangler guy took off his cowboy hat and whooped it up, woohoo!
Oh, no. Yeah.
Shooting off fireworks inside the tornado, you don't see that. That's just can't happen. It just was over the edge. I'm sorry. I don't like
it. Yeah, well, you don't have to apologize for that scene. We all kind of get the idea that it was awful.
It was terrible.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well.
Okay, move on.
Okay, right, let's move on from there.
You know, and here's the really irritating part. When I got to the theater and I was getting my ticket, I saw that Deadpool was playing. Deadpool and the wolf guy.
That's right. I'm glad you're bringing
the
this
werewolf.
Up.
Why? What's his name?
Wolverine.
Thank you. And I thought, and they're
the
both
Wolfman
they're,
guy.
They're both starting at 5 o'clock, and I thought at the last second
you could have gone one way or
I was
the
like,
other.
You know, that Deadpool. That's going to be money in the bank. That's going to be funny and good.
It is. Yeah.
And I was. Yep. But I want to see Twisters, and I want to see. So I'm like, oh man, why did I do that?
Wow.
Completely regret it.
That
now.
Makes it even worse.
I could have gone to see Deadpool and the Wolf guy.
Wolverine. The wolf guy.
But some, that's life. You take your chances, you make your choices, and then you got to live with them.
Well, you're going to have to, live with that one, that memory.
So that's my Gordy at the movies.
I'm trying to think of the movie where the guy with the cowboy hat is riding a missile.
Oh, yeah. That's Sterling.
Dr. Strangelove.
Dr. Strangelove. One of the classics.
Yeah.
Peter Sellers.
So was that a takeoff on Dr. Strangelove where the guy takes off his hat and he's riding a
maybe
tornado?
I'll tell you, this guy had the big, and he was tall, handsome, strapping young guy, but this cowboy hat was just oversized big.
Okay.
He just oh my God, what's going on?
Well, let's talk about something just
please
as stupid,
move on.
Okay?
I'm frustrated and angry now.
This is a real scoop. RFK Jr. plans to create government wellness farms.
What?
Government wellness farms where people will spend, get this, 3 or 4 years harvesting organic vegetables to cure their addiction to antidepressants and ADHD meds.
This is RFK Jr.'s
plan. Is his proposal.
Oh, boy.
You can see he's solving the big problems.
Yeah.
What the hell? 3 or 4 years harvesting in the field. This is labor, hard labor in the sun, organic vegetables, and that is some kind of cure for your addiction to antidepressants and ADHD.
That platform seems
meds.
A little odd.
That, well, it
doesn't seem like, is he getting a lot of support from that already? Or?
I think this is going to put him over the top.
Over the top?
Suddenly I know he's going to be added to all the ballots across the nation.
Oh, sure. Oh, boy.
That's a sell job on that, huh?
Organic.
What is he thinking? But,
would people do this? I mean, would they make money doing this? Is this a volunteer program that they would make some
money? I think it's forced labor.
Forced labor, yeah.
Using people who have an addiction.
That sounds like
as it. Forced labor. And really, seriously, I mean, spending 3 to 4 years? They might have families. They might have a life. A great job. They have an addiction. Now they're going to take off and hit the fields picking vegetables.
That's not a good plan.
Where has this plan ever worked? Who's ever done this?
So your choice is 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years.
They haven't
years.
Nailed it. Maybe 4.
Well, if you show improvement.
If you don't get rid of your addiction in 3 years, we'll give you 1 more year.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. If they don't see an improvement, or if they need the labor, you never
they need
know.
More help.
Yeah,
that's
they'll keep beyond
crazy. Where is he coming from? He's from another planet. surprisingly, he's got a little bit of support, like in Wisconsin, 5 or 6%, something like that. It's been hovering right around there. I don't understand that at all.
Well, when they get a load of this story.
Yeah.
I think that run for the hills.
Yeah.
You don't want to work in a field for 3 or 4 years kicking your addiction.
What is going on?
I don't think this has ever been proven to be a way to do that.
No, doesn't sound like it.
All right.
It is 6:49. Coming up in a little while, we'll have Rocker in the studio. He'll be talking about the Atwood Fest. It's happening tomorrow and Sunday in Madison. We'll have more on all that on the John and Gordy Show. Thank you.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Mad Radio 90.
Okay, go ahead.
You go.
You, no.
You start.
You're your the turn. Star. This is, you know, you,
Matt, what?
You went to the movies. Did Johnny at the movies.
Yeah.
You deserve at least to introduce the call letters this morning.
Thank you, John. I sure appreciate that. A tip of the big cowboy hat to you. Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX. It's the John and Gordy Show. And it's Friday.
Yeah.
Big weekend ahead with Atwood Fest is happening, and today is going to be a beautiful day. Sunshine right now, 60 degrees, highs about 78. Looks good for tomorrow. They're talking about a scattered shower or two on Sunday, but I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think believe that's happening either.
It's going to be great, but it's going to be a little humid, so ready for that.
We got the street buffer out there this morning.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that bus is going to miss it.
That was close. Wow. Jeez. He wasn't stopping for anything.
Oh, another one.
The guy.
That is really
that
troublesome.
The guy that's running the buffer machine is frozen in fear right now. He's like, happened there?
He's waiting for the light. That's okay. Why he was there.
Wow.
Wait, how could he wait? Oh, he's never mind. The buses went through.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we got a text here.
We have a few texts.
Somebody wants to help you with your ad libs for Verlo.
The Verlo ad? Oh, let's see. What does this say? Oh, I see it. I got a mattress from Verlo, and it cured my sciatica and improved my sex life. Well, there's a big thumbs
Just
up.
Add that to your ladder card.
I definitely got to go to Verlo. Okay.
What, your sciatica? Is that what
you're
worried
about? Yes, my sciatica. What it is.
That's the part.
Okay.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, let's get to some. Look, product placement's important here.
It is.
We have a grifter running for president again.
Again.
And this guy has so much stuff out there. You know, he's got his cards now showing the bloody face.
The playing cards? Or what are they?
They're collector's cards.
Collector's cards. Yeah. That's what they are.
And he's got one out there, you know, having been shot.
Well,
you know,
a trickster.
An attempted assassination. So now he's got a trading card for that, you know.
Wow.
And it's just an amazing thing.
Is it?
It's going to be valuable someday, they say in the ads.
Yeah.
But this is really good. Cut 131. And I think you'll be very impressed by this. This is the Trumpler.
The what?
The Trumpler.
What is it? Trumpler?
Let's play the ad.
Hey guys, this Trump Tumbler is taking over the internet. It comes in this special edition Trumpler box that you can gift or collect. It's stainless steel, it holds 40 ounces, and the design is even 3D, so you can literally feel it, which is so cool. The handle is super sturdy, so I'm not worried about it falling and breaking.
You know, the Trumpler.
The Trumpler, yes.
The design is 3D, so you can really use it.
Huh. Yeah, that's right. You know, you can grab it and hold it and feel it. It's 3D.
Now, wait a minute. Is this authorized by the Trump people, yes, or is this something somebody just made on their own?
No, I
making
think it's
it
real.
In their garage?
I think it's real.
Is it?
No, no, I think it's an ad.
The Trumpler.
And they just played a piece of it.
Okay.
But I thought, wow, what a marketing campaign that is. And the amazing part of that ad, of course, and everybody was awed by it, is that it has a handle. It doesn't feel like it's going to break off. Wow.
Yeah, is that a big problem with those kind of things?
Seems it must be a problem on the right with the megas. Maybe they overuse their mugs a little bit too much.
Maybe.
And the handles fall off. Who
Maybe.
Knows, right?
Okay. ConservativeGround.org has a set of two Trumplers for sale for $35.
Oh, what a deal. Do they look sturdy?
They look like they're made of plastic.
But here's the thing. They're like big gulps.
Oh, okay.
Big gulp containers. Okay. These are huge containers.
Massive. Yeah. Do those fit in the cars?
As a matter of fact, the bottom part is narrow for
is
the
narrow?
Cup holder, right?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that means you're going to get one now, right?
Do you see it?
Yeah, I did.
Does it have a
tapered cup.
Does it have a picture of the Trumpster on there?
It does.
Yeah.
It does, yes.
Okay.
And I think the part that fits into the cup holder is the American flag.
Okay.
Believe.
How patriotic.
We got a text, Trumpler, like Hitler. And it's funny because when I Googled Trumpler, the first thing that came up was a bunch of Photoshopped pictures of Trump on Hitler.
I know. Oh. I did the same thing. Yeah. I got it here. Yeah. See that? Wow.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's very odd. Okay. Well, they're coming up with all kinds of merchandising campaigns because they're trying to, you know, raise money and they want
maybe
to do
he
that.
Should quit his campaign and just go into merchandising. He would do so well.
He would. Or stand-up comedy.
Well, Trump Steaks didn't do real well.
No.
Trump University didn't do real
that
well.
That didn't go.
Trump Wines didn't do real well.
Yeah, everything
I mean,
he
what,
tries.
What hasn't he tried?
I don't know.
And then, of course, you know, people love that so much. I mean, they got all this Trump paraphernalia now, the hats, the ties, the pants, the shirts.
There's posters, and clothing, T-shirts, sweatshirts.
Let's see
everything.
If Kamala can put something out similar to that, a line of clothing.
I don't think she really needs to do any of that. I think she's doing pretty well without that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so the thing is, we're not a cult, John.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like herding cats, you know. And I keep telling my kids that, you know, the Democrats aren't that organized. We really can't follow instructions well.
Yeah.
And we really can't get on the same page when it comes to criticizing the megas in any way, shape, or form.
And by the way, you know, today is the opening ceremonies of the Paris Olympics.
Oh.
You know that?
No, I did.
They're showing
know
a video right now on CNN of Snoop Dogg carrying the Olympic torch into the opening ceremony. Now, Snoop Dogg is carrying the torch. Remember when Muhammad Ali carried the torch?
But I mean, Snoop Dogg is the guy. You know, he's got this great wine, Snoop Dogg wine.
Okay,
really, it's an excellent wine.
They picked him to open the ceremony.
I know it's strange. I never understood this fascination with Snoop Dogg, but now I understand. He's just a character.
He became legit when he teamed up with Martha Stewart on that cooking stuff.
Right.
Somehow that made him mainstream.
So there's
or something.
There's a wine company that has put Martha Stewart on the bottle and Snoop Dogg on the bottle.
Wonderful.
And
we can
big
rest
sale
easy.
On Martha Stewart's Chardonnay, by the way. It's a big
it?
Sale at Woodman's. It's under $3.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big
Seems
special.
Like a great deal right next there to Ed's Wines.
You know, I watched a video the other day of Snoop Dogg. They showed him playing baseball.
No kidding.
I don't know where it was, but he was a superstar.
No
kidding.
You
know, a guy hit the ball out of the park, so he flew over the fence to get the ball.
Wow.
He leaped over the fence.
Fantastic. Amazing. It's 6:58. Coming up, Rocker will be in the studio, and also we're going to tell you everything you need to know about Atwood Fest happening Saturday and Sunday. It's coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will do a news roundup. We'll take your calls and your texts. And Matt Miller from OnMilwaukee.com joins us to talk all things showbiz. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sabotage and arson hitting key parts of France's high-speed rail network.